Ladies and gentlemen, live from the world's most beautiful city, San Francisco, California, Ring Talk, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts.
No freak out, no confetti, no nothing.
Ring Talk on Sports Byline is brought to you by the World Boxing Organization and ringtalk.com.
Well, you have to talk to my lawyer on that one.
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in history.
Look, it's the name, man.
Ladies and gentlemen, Pedro Fernandez.
You having any of it?
You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your MMA hour right here, live on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the American Forces Network, TuneIn.com, iTunes. How about the cable radio network? That's right, we got it going on many, many a platform for the longest running fight show in history, Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Yes, my name is Pedro Fernandez. I am the reigning, defending, undisputed heavyweight champion of the radio airwaves, folks. Often imitated but never duplicated. This hour, we're going to talk with MMA iconic fighter. I'm talking about Kung Lee, once the Strike Force champion, then he went off, of course, and did his thing as far as acting was concerned. He was going to be the next Bruce Lee. Now he wants to fight again. He'll be fighting on July 7th in Las Vegas, of course, UFC 148. UFC 147 going down tonight in Brazil. Not much of a fight card, though. Wanderlei Silva, Rich Franklin, the rematch. People aren't too excited about that. The free fight start at 4 p.m. Pacific time, that's 7 p.m. Eastern time on Facebook.com. Then, of course, a live pay-per-view, which will be the lowest pay-per-view as far as numbers are concerned in the UFC. I think since Zuffa Sports took them over, since they went big time in 2006, this will be the lowest rated as far as pay-per-view buyers card is concerned, without question. Rich Franklin and Wanderlei Silva. Of course, UFC 148 right around the corner, July 7th. We'll talk about that today. We'll talk with Kung Lee. We do have open phone lines, 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. Check us out. We're tweeting, twitter.com/ringtalk. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and the American Forces Network.
Running a facility, safety is key. That's why Grainger offers over 70,000 diverse safety products, and that number's growing. Everything from personal protection gear and safety signs to online safety training tools, all to help you reduce injuries and downtime and keep up with regulations. You might say safety's our middle name. Yep, Grainger, safety, Grainger. Hey, you get the idea. Cut back on costs and worries. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Looking to update your appliances? Well, look no further. Lowe's has the major appliances you want at the prices you need. Right now, get 10% off major appliances $299 or more. Then, get going on your gardening and earn that green thumb. Head over to the nursery, where you can get 1.5-gallon flowering hanging baskets for just $6.98 each. Hurry into Lowe's for these and other great values every day. Lowe's, never stop improving. Offers valid through 5/14/12. See store for details.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MY-TV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MY-TV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MY-TV. That's 877-499-MY-TV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MY-TV. That's 877-499-MY-TV.
One size does not fit all, especially when you're talking about something as important as your mortgage. Hey everybody, Jay Farner here, and I'd like to introduce the Yorgage from Quicken Loans. That's right, the Yorgage. Our Yorgage is better than a traditional mortgage because it conforms to your goals. It's a fixed-rate home loan that allows you to custom design a term that works best for you, anywhere from 8 to 30 years. Let's say you've got 8 years left on your mortgage and you want to refinance to a lower interest rate. Our 8-year fixed Yorgage can help. We keep your term short, and we lower your monthly payment. The rate today in an 8-year fixed mortgage is an amazing 2.875%, APR 3.5%. So give Quicken Loans a call today at 888-450-0031. That's 888-450-0031. Or go to quickenloans.com. The Quicken Loans Yorgage. Everything we do is engineered to amaze.
Individual results may vary. Call for additional cost information. Other restrictions may apply. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Rock Hard Weekend is the ultimate male performance enhancer. It's packed with natural ingredients that really work, like Korean ginseng, ginkgo biloba, maca root, and L-arginine, which is an amino acid found in foods like nuts and salmon. It's the supplement for men who want more in the bedroom. Try it tonight and take your love life to a whole new level. Have you had a Rock Hard Weekend? Join the millions of men who have. Available at your local CVS, GNC, Rite Aid, Kroger, Murphy USA, Circle K, Pilot, or Love's.
Started it off right there, rocked him. Sent to go. Mike, Domi, and Guida. Oh, head kick.
Guida's pace is relentless. 45.
Here again, the head kick and the takedown.
Maynard. Putting on a show!
Outstanding.
Wow!
Amazing that Frankie Edgar was able to recover from that at all. And he's got Maynard.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
He's recovering from an accident.
Smooth, smooth sounds. Smooth sounds, bold talk. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of mixed martial arts. My name is Pedro Fernandez. At about 25 minutes past the hour, we'll be joined by Kung Lee. Of course, he's part of that big July 7th, of course, the UFC Sports Fan Weekend in Las Vegas, Nevada. Of course, UFC 148, Tito Ortiz's final fight, his retirement fight. He's going out with his third fight against Forrest Griffin. Of course, he held the UFC light heavyweight title longer than any man, I think 2+ years, had 5 successful title defenses. His record in all, 16-10, doesn't sound impressive, but he's fought with serious injuries over the past 5, 6, 7, 8 years. So the bottom line is we haven't seen the best of Tito Ortiz in a long, long time. Now tonight in Brazil, I'm talking about Brazil, folks, the country. They're going to do a live pay-per-view at 10 p.m. Eastern time. That's 7 o'clock Pacific time. But the fights start at 4 o'clock Pacific time. That's 7 Eastern time for an hour on Facebook, Facebook.com. Then they switch over to FX for 2 hours. 2 hours. FX cable from 5 to 7 Pacific time, which is 8 to 10 Eastern time. And then at 10 Eastern time, 7 o'clock Pacific time, you got UFC 147. Of course, we'll talk about the main event. Wanderlei Silva, the former axe murderer. And the reason why I say his former is that he hasn't carried his axe to the ring that often, too often in the past couple of years. Anyway, I think he hit his peak when he was with Pride, the Pride Fighting Champions over in Japan. That was before the UFC bought up Pride and took their talent and signed him the contracts. He's taking on Rich Franklin. Of course, Rich Franklin, a tough guy, UFC. I'm going to say not a big name, but a good fighter. Okay, Wanderlei Silva. A good name, but not such a good fighter. Anyway, who do I think will win this fight? Don't know. That's not close. According to my experts, they really don't know. They say it's a coin toss. But that is live from Brazil tonight. Also on the card, Fabrice Werdum is taking on Mike Russo. Of course, Fabrice Werdum, former world title challenger, did pretty well, 205 pounds, but not the top of the deal. In other words, what I'm trying to tell you is, if you're going to buy a pay-per-view, you're probably off holding on to your money, not buying tonight's pay-per-view and buying the pay-per-view on July 7th or the pay-per-view on later in July. I think it's the 21st or the 28th, whichever date. I think it's the 21st with Uriah Faber, of course, on top, the California Kid, going for a vacant UFC title. that was vacated. Take that back, it's interim because Dominick Cruz hurt his thigh, had a thigh injury, and the champion will be out until the month of September at the very earliest before he can train, I'm told. And get this, Ronda Rousey did not hurt Dominick Cruz. That was a rumor going around a lot of the blogosphere as far as the UFC was concerned, that the hottest chick in the MMA, the hottest attraction in MMA, up and coming. I mean, I'm talking about Ronda Rousey, who fights August 18th on Showtime against Sarah Kaufman. Sarah Kaufman will be her toughest test to date. But guess what? Sarah Kaufman, she's biting the dust just like the five chicks before. 5-0, five stops, the Olympic medalist from 2004. I'm talking about Ronda Rousey. For the rest of that card tonight, they've got a middleweight fight on there. Sergio Moraes and Cesar Franklin, not related to Rich Franklin. But the bottom line is there's a featherweight final as far as the Ultimate Fighter is concerned. That'll be on tonight, racing Ronnie Jason, known as Ronnie Mariano Bezerra, taking on Muante. Take down, in fact, Muante and Giadolfo Perti. So bottom line is these guys have got a bunch of different names, and the prelims are on FX. The first fights are on Fox. I take that back, Facebook. Then they go to FX. Of course, last night on FX, Clay Guida lost a split decision to Gray Maynard. Yeah, now Gray Maynard's the guy that complained about Clay Guida's long hair, that his long hair was a problem. So he cut it without even, you know, being mandated to by the athletic commission there in Atlantic City or New Jersey. The bottom line is, why should he have had to cut his hair? What does that have to do with anything? Seriously, if he's got long hair, he's got long hair. It's not some type of advantage. It's not a performance-enhancing drug, but you would have thought the way that Gray Maynard's camp complained about it last night, they got a split decision. They were very lucky to do so, no question about that. But, of course, the axe murderer tonight, Rich Franklin, you know, I like Wanderlei Silva. I always liked him when he was in Pride. But remember, in Pride, the difference between Pride, the Pride Fighting Championships, and the UFC was a Pride had a 10-minute opening round, and they did it in a ring. And I think the cage, the octagon in which the UFC and Strikeforce now hold their fights, I think it's bad for the live audience. Unless you're sitting elevated ringside, it's sort of a bummer because you got to look through the mesh, and it eventually gets to your eyes, and you find yourself sitting in the first row and leaning up and looking at the television, okay? Because of the fact the cage is just not cool for live spectators sitting close. If you sit a distance away, elevated ringside, like I did for the Strikeforce Grand Prix Heavyweight Championships a few weeks ago in San Jose, California, I had great seats, no question about it. The second row, elevated ringside, this was where you wanted to sit, okay? But if you sit too close to the cage starts messing with your eyes, and you rather look at the television screen, bend your neck and in like a contortionist, okay, to watch the TV screen instead of what's going on in the cage. Now, that is only for the people up close. I mean, the people that are from a distance, a decent distance, and see what's going on. If you get up there too cheap in the nosebleed seats, the TV screens are the bomb. That's it. They got it going on. You got the best seat in the house. In fact, you know, with all the controversial judging going on, like in the world of professional boxing, and MMA's had a few controversial scores here and there, not too many, but a few. The bottom line is, you know, maybe they ought to put these judges in a silent room or put them on elevated chairs where they'll be on the same horizontal plane as the fighters, per se, so they don't have to look up themselves and through a cage. Or they should be elevated above the cage. I'm serious. Now, that may tick off a few people sitting in the crowd, okay? I'm sorry. It's going to happen. You have to move your head a little bit, okay? But I think that's the best way to score either a boxing match or an MMA match, is to have somebody seated ringside. I mean, one guy, Ronald Marshall, a boxing historian, thought they should all be put in like these top secret silent rooms in the back and watch TV monitors and not be don't listen to anything from the crowd. Don't watch what's going on in the corners and things like that. Because that's what's bad about judging. If you watch a judge, a good judge, okay, be it MMA, boxing, talking about combat sports, okay, he or she watches the round, writes down his score, his or her score, right after the round is over with, okay, and that's it. Doesn't look at the corners, doesn't look at anything else, just a zombie for that minute. Because you don't want to look over and see that the fighter's cut in the blue corner. or the fighter in the red corner has been warned by the referee that if he doesn't fight a little bit harder, they're going to stop the fight. These are things that can influence the judges, okay? That's why judges need to put themselves in some type of, like, zone, like a zombie. I know I did it. I took that 2010 Association of Boxing Commission test as far as judging was concerned, and they went through a couple of practice fights, and I wasn't really concentrating. You know, I was looking, but I wasn't really studying, right? You must concentrate. Judging combat sports is all about concentration and the right vantage point. And the right vantage point is elevated ringside seats, be it above the cage. Seriously, slightly above the cage, where you can look down on the action and see exactly what's going on. Either that or give them TV monitors, one or the other. But the bottom line is you're going to have bad scoring as long as you've got judges looking at an unnatural event up and through a cage. It just doesn't work. I think they need to put, if they want to stay with the cage, that's fine. Then get a cage that's clear. I mean, totally clear. And it can be done. There are plastics nowadays that are strong enough to withhold those guys going through it. Okay? So they put little holes in the plastic. They make their own plastic octagon. That's what they should do for the viewers. That's what they should do for the fighters. I mean, people pay $600. I understand that some people are paying upwards of $1,200 to go to that July 7th fight in Las Vegas. Of course, as I said, Forrest Griffin and Tito Ortiz, the farewell fight, of course, of Tito Ortiz's career. In the main event, Anderson Silva, the Spider, taking on Chael Sonnen, of course, for the UFC World Middleweight's 185-pound championship. But I think some of those tickets were going for $1,200. Now, if you're going to sit at $1,200, you want the right scores, and you want to be able to watch the fight. Okay, and you can't watch it if you sit in the first few rows unless you look at the television. So either they got to do something about the cage, okay, as far as changing it, you know, making it plastic, some type of clear plastic which you can look through this and that, or they've got to go back to the ring. Ah, the ring in MMA? How could you do it, Pedro? So much is involved with fighting off the cage, using the cage as your weapon. Well, guys like Fedor Emelianenko, who fought in Pride, Mirko Krokop, who is a Pride champion, a fantastic fighter. In fact, I think he'll be fighting his farewell fight in a couple of weeks. He says he's getting out. Emelianenko's getting out. Mirko Krokop's getting out. So these two of these veterans from Pride that came over to UFC and did horribly. They couldn't fight in a cage. Couldn't fight a lick. I mean, not even slightly. They had both had losing records. They both got knocked out. Okay? There's a big difference between fighting in a ring, as they did in Pride, and fighting in the cage, as they do in the UFC and Strikeforce. Now, I'm advocating either going back to the ring and or getting a clear cage, because it's a pain in the butt to sit there with an expensive seat, $600-$800, whatever you're going to pay, maybe $1,200 if you're going to that July 7th show, sit there and have to either strain your eyes and squint and look through that little wire mesh or look up at the TV screen, one or the other. It ain't happening. Of course, that is UFC 148. That's July 7th. UFC 147 is tonight. First fights are on Facebook at 7 p.m. Eastern time. That's 4 o'clock Pacific time. Then they move to FX for 2 hours, FX cable, from 5 to 7 Pacific time. That is, of course, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern time. And then live with the pay-per-view from Brazil. Wanderlei Silva, Rich Franklin 2, the rematch. That takes place at 10 p.m. Eastern time, 7 o'clock Pacific time on pay-per-view. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Coming up, Kung Lee will join us. That's right, the former Strikeforce welterweight champ who's fighting on the UFC 148 card in 2 weeks in Las Vegas, Nevada. He'll be our guest, 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. Or hit us up at Twitter, twitter.com/ringtalk. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the American Forces Network.
Are you in need of an IRS tax bailout? Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? You need aggressive representation. Call now and speak to one of our tax attorneys, enrolled agents, or tax professionals that specialize in tax liens, back taxes, tax debt, wage garnishment, and collections. During these tough economic times, the IRS is looking for every penny they can get, and we know how to negotiate with them for you. We've settled millions of dollars of back taxes for a fraction of the cost. Call 800-390-9240 now and find the peace of mind knowing the IRS will not be knocking on your door. Protect your home, business, and family today. Call IRS Tax Advisors at 800-390-9240 now. You still have time before the tax laws change. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. This single telephone call with one of our tax attorneys, enrolled agents, or tax professionals could save you thousands. Call IRS Tax Advisors at 800-390-9240. That's 800-390-9240.
Are you working harder than ever at your job, but find yourself getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our free information, you can lead a happier life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was a traditional business owner, and our business was affected greatly by the economy, so we were looking for another income stream. It allowed me to actually walk away from a 16-year career and part owner in a traditional business just after 8 months.
Go to freedom112.com, get out of the rat race, work from home, and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I'm a single mom. Before this business, I was over $90,000 in credit card debt alone. And now we go to Disneyland, Disney World. We've been on vacations to Hawaii. I never could have done that before this business.
Go to freedom112.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 112.com. Freedom112.com. And start earning great money as soon as next week.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a price war among the major term life carriers. Consider these possible rates. A man age 60, non-tobacco user, could obtain $250,000 of coverage for as little as $85 a month, and this rate is fixed for the next 10 years. We specialize in policies of $250,000 and above. A man age 60, non-tobacco user, may be able to obtain $250,000 of coverage for as little as $135 a month, and this rate is fixed for the next 20 years. That's right, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. For new or replacement term life insurance, call the Term Lifeline now. 800-430-6715. 800-430-6715. 800-430-6715.
Go on top here. Oh, goodness! It is all over! Whoa! Brendan Schaub gets a miracle crow top!
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
I blinked and I cured my brain.
You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of mixed martial arts. On the line from the Silicon Valley area of California, folks, without getting too particular, is the former Strikeforce middleweight champion, welterweight champion, Kung Lee. How's life treating you?
Life is treating me great.
That's good. Now, tell me, you know, people don't know about your background. You were born in South Vietnam, you're a mixed martial artist, you're a kickboxer, and of course you went over to Asia and did all these, what were they, Bruce Lee type of movies or what?
They're more like old school, you know, period pieces with, you know, like big actors like Donnie Yen, big action directors like Wu Ping, Wong Kar Wai. You know, so it's I did movies over there, and I've been doing movies over here.
Okay, and what do you find tougher, learning a script or training to fight?
Training for a fight, definitely.
Okay, so tell me about your fight. You're fighting July the 7th?
Yeah, I'm fighting July the 7th. I was supposed to fight Rich Franklin, but they pulled him for tonight to fight Vanderlei Silva, and I'll be fighting Patrick Corte now.
Okay. Why did you walk away in your prime, and you were in your prime as far as drawing people was concerned? Because when you fought in San Jose, I used to go to those cards at the HP Pavilion, a Shark Tank, call it what you want, and there would be 8,000 Vietnamese fans in the house, 8,000 to 10,000 Vietnamese fans in the house, 16,000 people. I know that Gina Carano got a lot of credit for drawing down there, but you were and equally as big of a draw. And then you were like the biggest draw in MMA as far as Strikeforce was concerned. And then you went into acting. Couldn't you have done both?
Well, I was trying to do both, but, you know, I started out doing, you know, smaller roles, and then my roles kept getting bigger, and then, you know, a couple of big movies got lined up, like Pandorum, Bodyguards and Assassin, and then, you know, Grandmasters and The Man with the Iron Fist. So it's like I know that I can only, you know, like when the roles take me away from training for like 9 weeks to 8 weeks, you know, I can't train for a fight. So, you know, I know I can't fight forever. So I took the opportunity to do those movies, and, you know, and now that I'm back, I'm just training right now full time for the fights.
Okay, but you do have a future in acting. I mean, you're going back to the big screen, right?
Definitely. That's why I, you know, went ahead and did these movies, and, you know, basically got my foot in the door, and, you know, that's how you can't just, you know, become, you know, get big parts overnight. You have to work and build, you know, on your career.
Okay. You talked about Rich Franklin, him being pulled out, of course, for the UFC pay-per-view tonight, 147 in Brazil, taking on Wanderlei Silva. Who wins that fight, Wanderlei Silva or Rich Franklin?
Well, you know, Rich won the first one, but I actually have a feeling Vanderlei's going to catch him, you know, and Vanderlei will probably win this fight, and there'll be a trilogy.
Okay. All right, now who are you going to fight on July 7th now that Rich Franklin's out?
I'm fighting Patrick Corte.
Okay, and what does he bring to the dance?
You know, he's got good footwork, got good boxing, got pretty good ground game. I actually watching Rich Franklin fight Anderson twice and watching Patrick Corte fight Anderson. Actually, Patrick Corte did better than, Rich Franklin. He'll probably come in and, you know, work his footwork and, you know, look for the openings and then try to put the pressure and then be in and out. So, you know, it, I think it's going to be, you know, a pretty, start out chess match, and then I think we're just going to throw the chess out the door and just start banging.
We're talking with Kung Lee, folks, and that's Lee, L-E-C-U-N-G. That's his first name, Lee, L-E. Some people spell it with another letter, and it doesn't come up on Google like it should. But the bottom line is you can Google this man. You look at his background. Of course, he's got a tremendous background, both in mixed martial arts and now in front of the silver screen. Now, one more question about this. Tito Ortiz and Forrest Griffin, they are doing Tito's retirement fight. Tito's going into the UFC Hall of Fame the day before. Who's going to win that fight? And is Tito too injured at this point in time? Is he too busted up to fight at a top level?
You know, I don't know. I'm just so focused on my camp right now. I really haven't been paying attention to what Tito's up to or if he has any injuries. But, you know, no matter what, it's going to be a good fight because Forrest always comes to fight and Tito always comes to fight. So I think it's going to be a good fight.
When you were drawing 8,000 and 10,000, and there were 8,000, because the reason why I say there were 8,000 and 10,000 people that you drew specifically down there at the San Jose HP Pavilion is that they were waving Vietnamese flags from your native Vietnam. Were you surprised that you got that kind of support in the community? I mean, wow, that was like incredible.
San Jose has always been good to me. It's not just the Vietnamese people, but just the fans in the Bay Area. So, I feel honored that I have so many, supporters. And yeah, all I can do is, you know, do my best every time I step into the cage or, you know, onto a movie set.
Now, you got a baby just turned two this week, right?
Yeah, he just turned two on Friday.
Fantastic. Congratulations. Well, I want to wish you the best of luck. You got any idea who's going to win this this next heavyweight fight between Cain Velasquez and Junior Dos Santos when they hook it up in November, December? Which way would you lean?
I'm leaning towards Cain.
Is that because he's a partner of yours and a friend of yours, or are you looking at that objectively?
No, I look at it objectively because, you know, Kane, with his wrestling, with his cardio, with his pressure, and, you know, he's going to come and he's going to take a different approach, and, you know, this is going to be a different game. I've seen him in the gym, and he's got a new focus.
Okay, good enough. You say you're tired enough. You didn't get any sleep last night, or you got up to run this morning?
No, I just got back from working out from this morning. So,
your training is in the daytime?
Daytime and then at nighttime. Been doing doubles, but this week's my last week of doing double days, and next week I just shorten it up to one workout a week, and I'll wait to up until the fight.
Well, I want to wish you the very best of luck, man. You've always been a great guest on the show. Wish you and the family the best. July 7th, Kung Lee in action, UFC 148. Kung, all the best to you.
Thank you.
You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of mixed martial arts. We'll go through some of the results from the FX card, FX4. We'll talk about UFC 147. We'll talk about UFC 148. We'll talk about UFC 149. Lots of UFC news right here on Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of mixed martial arts. Open phone lines, 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the Armed Forces Network.
This family is at home, but they won't be answering the door. They know that the pounding on the door is a process server from the court waiting to hand them foreclosure documents. So instead of enjoying the home they worked so hard to afford, they sit hiding in the dark.
Mom, what was that?
But it doesn't have to be this way. This family can save their home, but they must act fast. Call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions at 800-274-7312. If you're being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, missed a payment on your mortgage, been a victim of a predatory loan, or are upside down on your home, it's critical that you call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions now. 800-274-7312. Allied State Foreclosure Solutions has an attorney in your area that will meet and speak with you. You can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, save your home and your credit, but you must act now. Call 800-274-7312. 800-274-7312. Not available in all states. Paid non-attorney spokesperson.
There is nothing like the feeling of being out of debt. You get your freedom back, you start to smile more, your future looks brighter, and the heavy burden just melts away. How would you like to receive a free information kit that gives you all the honest, legitimate debt forgiveness programs available to you in one place, in easy-to-understand terms? American Credit Card Solutions has their Debt Freedom Kit available to you at no charge. In fact, the kit is free, the shipping is free, and there is no high-pressure sales pitch. Your free informational kit can be mailed to you today, where you can examine all the debt relief options available in the comfort of your home, with no one pressuring you to make a quick decision. Call 800-758-0274 and ask for your debt freedom kit. That's 800-758-0274. This is a first-come, first-serve offer, and kits are limited, so call right now. 800-758-0274. That's 800-758-0274. Not available in all states.
When you're running a facility, safety is key. That's why Grainger offers over 70,000 diverse safety products, and that number's growing. Everything from personal protection gear and safety signs to online safety training tools, all to help you reduce injuries and downtime and keep up with regulations. You might say safety's our middle name. Yep, Grainger, safety, Grainger. Hey, you get the idea. Cut back on costs and worries. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Looking to update your appliances? Well, look no further. Lowe's has the major appliances you want at the prices you need. Right now, get 10% off major appliances $299 or more. Then, get going on your gardening and earn that green thumb. Head over to the nursery, where you can get 1.5-gallon flowering hanging baskets for just $6.98 each. Hurry into Lowe's for these and other great values every day. Lowe's, never stop improving. Offers valid through 5/14/12. See store for details.
Introducing first, fighting out of the blue corner. This man is a mixed martial artist, holding
61 inch tall, weighing in at 244 pounds, fighting out of San Jose, California. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome the challenger, Cain Velasquez! And now introducing his opponent, fighting out of the red corner. This man is a wrestler, holding a professional record, 5 wins, 1 loss. He stands 6 feet 3 inches tall, weighing in at 264 pounds. Fighting out of Alexandria, Minnesota, presenting the reigning, defending, undisputed UFC heavyweight champion of the world, Brock Lesnar!
Wow. Wow, indeed. Oh, my goodness.
That's the word, baby.
Oh, this is crazy right now. There's a buzz here at Honda Center. Lesnar, Velasquez, heavyweight title is on the line.
You ready to fight? You ready? Good.
Brock on the attack. Flying knee from Lesnar.
Brock is relentless, but he wasn't able to take Kane down there.
Brock coming out swinging.
There he is. Got the takedown. Let's see how well Kane fights off his back.
Seen him taken down often, if at all, but he's right back up. Lesnar trying to get back up, and he does, but he's exhausted. He's rocked, and he gets rocked again. Lesnar covering up. Velasquez pouring it on. Power fist. 57. It is all over. Cain Velasquez.
You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of mixed martial arts. Of course, this is it, 27-plus years now. We do have open phone lines coast to coast, 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. Of course, the Twitter account, twitter.com/ringtalk. You can tweet us. Fantastic little clip there. Of course, Cain Velasquez winning the UFC World Heavyweight Championship from the great Brock Lesnar. People take away from Brock Lesnar because of the fact that he was formerly a professional wrestler. And yes, I've questioned his intestinal fortitude, but I've done it for the sake of controversy on the website, ringtalk.com. Okay, but Brock Lesnar, of course, losing the heavyweight title to Cain Velasquez. Then Cain, last November, with a hurt shoulder and a hurt knee, ends up taking on Junior Dos Santos, who has a broken foot. Okay, they both clash when they're hurt. Junior Dos Santos, the winner, in about a minute and 4 seconds, okay, via KO, smash Cain Velasquez up. And then Cain Velasquez coming back, of course, and defeating the giant Silva in probably one of the most horrific-looking fights as far as UFC or MMA or combat sports is concerned a few weeks ago. I mean, good God, even I had to turn myself away from the screen because, you know, when the guys bleed in wrestling, they cut themselves. It's called blading each other. They blade. Sometimes a guy will blade you, or you can blade yourself. Personally, I wouldn't want anybody coming at my head with a razor blade. Ugh. I used to look at Pat Patterson when he lived here in San Francisco, of course, the former WWE Intercontinental Champion. I used to look at him and see the cuts on the one side of his head, all the scar tissue, I think, was on the right side of his forehead. He would only bleed from the right side. He didn't believe in cutting himself up all over the place. The Sheik? He cut himself just by looking at it, and he can just slap himself, and he start Ed Farhat the Sheik out of Detroit back in the day. Of course, he died a few years ago. But the bottom line is the giant Silva, what Cain Velasquez did to him with elbow strikes and punches, and just it was just like a horror movie. It really was. And of course, tonight I mentioned we have UFC 147 going down, and it's a pretty good fight. Wanderlei Silva and Rich Franklin going to do it again for the second time. Of course, then we've got UFC 148 coming on with Anderson Silva, the Spider. Man hasn't lost in a long, long time. Of course, the defending 185-pound world UFC champion, taking on Chael Sonnen in a rematch. Of course, Sonnen had him beat. I think it was October 2010. He had him beat in Oakland, California. First four rounds, Chael Sonnen swept him. I mean, no question about it. Anderson Silva went into the fifth round needing a submission and or a knockout to win. He got the submission. It was a surprise. I mean, that's how quick the MMA world turns around. You can be in control and control and control, kicking somebody's butt. They slap you in a hold, a submission hold, or they knock you out, one or the other. It can happen so fast. There are so many ways to lose, so many ways to win in the world of mixed martial arts. That's what separates MMA from boxing. As far as excitement is concerned, is that anything can happen. Choke holds, anaconda chokes, guillotine chokes. I can go on and on and on. The old police choke hold, the triangle choke, that's what they call it. I call it the old police choke hold because that was one that was taught to us here at the San Francisco Police Academy back in the day when I was a San Francisco policeman. Of course, Richard Pryor used to laugh and say that was the choke hold the LAPD used to pull on guys to kill them. Okay? And then we've got UFC 148. That's going to take place in Las Vegas. Of course, Chael Sonnen and Anderson Silva in the rematch. Of course, Kung Lee just said he was going to fight John Cote. You just heard from Kung Lee on there. So Kung's going to be part of that card. Of course, that is the big UFC weekend. And what they're going to do with this weekend from now on, I think the Las Vegas Tourists and Visitors Authority or something like that, the Visitors Convention, whatever they call themselves, organization, they've decided to make this an annual event. And they've signed some type of deal or come to some type of deal with the UFC. Of course, the UFC is owned by the Fertitta brothers, 78% of them anyway, of the UFC. 13% goes to the Dubai government. 10% goes to UFC president Dana White. But the Fertitta brothers, they own the UFC. And they own Strikeforce. And they own the Station Casino complex. I mean, all the Station Casinos down there in Las Vegas, Nevada. So they're well-rooted in Vegas. Man, Fertitta's a billionaire, no question about that, okay? What they want to do is each year they want to hold like a special celebration for the weekend. Sometime in July for the UFC, a big UFC card, they'll call it like the Super Show of the Year. Now this year, it probably isn't going to be the Super Show because a lot of fights have been pulled off. I mean, you know, it was supposed to be Uriah Faber, the California kid, and Renan Beneo. Of course, he's 30-1. The California kid is 26-5. They were supposed to hook it up at UFC 148, being the, you know, really be the top draw on the card there. But then Silva and Sonnen was supposed to go June 23rd in Brazil, and that fight card didn't happen because of sound restrictions in one town. And then the other town, Rio de Janeiro, the hotel rooms were all booked. They would have had to drive the fighters in for 2 to 3 hours outside of Rio de Janeiro in order to get them proper lodging, and they didn't want to do that, so that was sort of scrapped. So UFC 147 was pushed till tonight, and there's been a lot of UFC injuries, and I went over this in detail on our last couple of shows, but there's been a lot of UFC injuries, and UFC injuries are causing the fight cards to change dramatically, okay? As I said, UFC 147 tonight, UFC 148, that'll be on July the 7th, and then 2 weeks later, on the 21st, it'll be Uriah Faber against Renan Bio, and UFC 149, that's coming to you from Calgary, Canada. And Nick Ring will be on the card. Of course, Nick Ring, we had him on the show a fortnight ago. You can check out the podcast at ringtalk.com or iTunes or right here on the Sports Byline Network. Look, there's all kinds of platforms for ringtalk.com, Ringtalk Live Worldwide. We've got the radio. We've got affiliates, you know, all across the country. We've got the cable radio network. We have the Armed Forces Network. We have Stitcher.com. We have iTunes. We have Facebook.com/RingTalk and the live video, and we'd be doing that right now if yours truly hadn't been a buffoon and broke the camera this morning. I was trying to rehearse for the show as far as the video is concerned, and I broke the camera. So I must be that ugly that I just broke the camera. But the bottom line is we have lots of platforms you can listen to Ring Talk on. Of course, you can always go to the website 24/7, RingTalk, RingTalk, RingTalk.com. Now, later this year, of course, the big heavyweight fight is going to be Cain Velasquez, the aforementioned once-beaten UFC heavyweight champion coming off that win over the Giant Silva. And the Giant Silva was on a hell of a roll himself. And people ask me, you know, he really looked freakish. The guy had the biggest head in the world. I mean, he had a huge, huge head. And I thought, when they said the Anderson, the Giant Silva, when I stood next to him, I got the impression he was like 6'7 or 6'8. I mean, that's how big his head is, his head alone. Okay, but he's not that tall. He's only 6'4". He's taking on Junior Dos Santos. Of course, the once-beaten, current UFC heavyweight champion of the world. And a lot of people are picking Cain. You heard Ken Lee a little earlier in the show. Of course, he'll be on UFC 148 against John Cote. He talked about Cain Velasquez winning back the championship. And, of course, he is a friend of Cain Velasquez. But he says he looks at that from an objective point of view, not from a personal point of view. But it's going to be a tough fight. Both ways. I mean, Junior Dos Santos, probably the best boxer in the UFC. No question about it. His stand-up game is incredible. But he showed that he could take you to the ground and beat you up too. I mean, he is the real deal. There's just no doubt about it. He took Frank Mir. I mean, Frank Mir tried to get him on the ground. It wouldn't work. Frank Mir is the ultimate submission artist in the heavyweight division when it comes to the UFC and MMA. Okay, the former UFC heavyweight champion, he won an interim championship, and I believe he won a championship on his own. Okay, but the bottom line is he's a damn good fighter, okay? But he couldn't touch Junior Dos Santos. He couldn't get Junior Dos Santos down. He tried once. When he couldn't do it, he decided to fight Santos on his feet, and that's sort of like tying one hand behind your back if you're Frank Mir when you're fighting Junior Dos Santos, because Dos Santos, as I said, the best boxer in the UFC, no question about that. And you're putting 4-ounce gloves on him, and he's throwing blows with leverage. He's got good jab. He throws a good right hand. He throws a left hook. He throws his stuff like a boxer would throw it, like a good professional boxer. And that's why he says, hey, I'm willing to fight either of the Klitschko brothers. Give me 3 months training, and I'll fight either guy. Now, I don't know if Dana White, the president of the UFC, would allow that, because Nick Diaz was supposed to take on Jeff Lacy earlier this year, or I take that back, late last year, and that fight didn't happen because Dana White stepped in, didn't want one of his boxers, his UFC fighters fighting a boxer, because it's a boxer's game. And even though I thought that Nick Diaz was going to beat Jeff Lacy, I think that the gamble was not worth it as far as UFC president Dana White was concerned, because they gave they ended up giving Nick Diaz a lot of money. Speaking of Nick Diaz, on suspension right now, they're litigating that. It's going back and forth, but it looks like he's going to be out a while. Speaking of suspensions, a lot of people on suspension now. Boxers like, you know, Antonio Tarver is going to be suspended for testing positive for steroids. Okay, the young man Cavalcante, they call him Fedor Cavalcante, he tested positive, of course, on the Strikeforce card in June that was headed by Josh Barnett, losing in the Strikeforce Grand Prix heavyweight tournament finale, of course, to unheralded, not really unheralded, but he was an accomplished wrestler, Daniel Cormier. Cormier came in 14-0, and he beat Josh Barnett from pillar to post. But Cavalcante scored this incredible, incredible 33-second knockout. Okay, and he was like, wow, I was blown away by it, of course, but he tested positive for steroids. Steroids in martial arts, steroids in boxing, steroids in combat sports, we need to start testing. And I mean random testing. The UFC needs to get involved. Strikeforce needs to get involved. Bellator needs to get involved. All three of these organizations, okay, they need to police themselves before the sport is tarnished. And the sport will be tarnished, because a lot of times you look at guys, you think, you know, he's taking steroids. I mean, Brock Lesnar, we just aired his fight with Cain Velasquez when he lost the heavyweight championship. He was busted going into Japan by Japanese customs for having steroids in his luggage. Okay, so I guess a lot of these guys juice. When Floyd Mayweather, the boxer, clamored for random drug testing, okay, I think that was just the tip of the iceberg. So all three major MMA bodies, the UFC, Strikeforce, and Bellator, they need to start random testing of their entire roster. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, and of course, the American Forces Network.
The IRS is one of the most powerful entities in America. They can contact your employer, embarrass you, and take a large part of your paycheck. Your personal bank accounts can be levied, and your life turned upside down. If you owe back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, Ameristar Tax Centers has a special free consultation just for you. With proven experience, our enrolled agents, previous IRS agents, know how to get you maximum results. Ameristar Tax Professionals are licensed to represent you before the IRS. We'll contact the IRS immediately for you, stop the collection activity, and get you instant help to relieve you from this burden. Our customer service record is unmatched, and you'll appreciate our low fees. We guarantee not to charge you a penny unless we can help, and you'll discover your tax relief options on the first free call. Call 800-365-9864. 800-365-9864. Don't wait. Call 800-365-9864. 800-365-9864.
Are you one of the millions of Americans falling behind on your mortgage payment? Have you been turned down for a refinance or loan modification? Are you and your family facing foreclosure? Well, if your monthly house payment is $1,000 or more, we'd like to speak to you. Contact Home Attorney Network today to find out how they may be able to help. Call 888-831-7489. If you're a victim of predatory lending, or if your bank is giving you the runaround, if you're struggling to make your home mortgage payment, or if your family's home is at risk, we want to hear from you. Call 888-831-7489. Find out how an experienced attorney may be able to help. The banks have thousands of attorneys working for them. You don't have to face them alone. Call 888-831-7489. This announcement may be considered attorney advertising. Services may not be available in your state, and past results do not guarantee future performance. If your house payment is $1,000 or more, Home Attorney Network may be able to help. Call them right now, toll free. Call 888-831-7489. That's 888-831-7489.
In 2000, the U.S. national debt was $5.6 trillion, and gold was $272 an ounce. By 2010, the U.S. debt was $13.5 trillion. Gold had risen to $1,421. Today, our government is projecting over $20 trillion of debt in the year 2016. Isn't it time you own gold? You can't control federal spending, but you can control where you put your investment dollars. Goldline has safely delivered billions of dollars in gold to its clients for over 50 years. Diversifying with gold is a smart strategy. Call Goldline today to receive your free investor kit. 800-319-9027. Ask them about payment options and read their important risk information to see if buying gold is right for you. Use your credit card for safety and convenience. Don't wait. Call Goldline today. 800-319-9027. 800-319-9027.
My man, Huey Lewis. Huey Lewis in the news. And the Tower of Power horn section. Super Stroke Land band back from about a decade ago. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and MMA. Don't forget, we air Sundays, a separate show Sunday at 11 a.m. Pacific time right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the American Forces Network, the cable radio network, live at ringtalk.com. So plenty of platforms to listen to the Sunday show. And on the Sunday show, what we usually do is we wrap up the events that took place on Saturday night, be it both in boxing and mixed martial arts. And there have been events in boxing this weekend. There will be events in mixed martial arts this weekend. Of course, Gray Maynard winning a split decision last night over Clay Guida. That was on FX Sports. It was called FX4 as far as UFC was concerned. It was a success. The card was very, very good from top to bottom. And the bottom line is today, UFC 147 begins at 4 p.m. Pacific time on Facebook, then at 5 p.m. Pacific time goes to FX Cable for 2 hours, then at 7 p.m. Pacific time, of course, the UFC card live from Brazil, Wanderlei Silva and Rich Franklin in the UFC 147 main event. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of MMA, often imitated but never duplicated. Don't forget the Sunday show, 11 a.m. Pacific time. We'll wrap up the entire weekend's actions. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, and I am the man, the reigning, defending, undisputed heavyweight champion of the radio airwaves, Pedro Fernandez, thanking his great producer, Scott Cuddy, and you, my fine listeners. Much respect.
The governor of a